Yin Yang Palace, a poetic portrait from Russell to Lee Clements on her 50th birthday. What to say to you, my woman, angel, wife, and friend? If anyone had ever told me I would want to spend all this time and all this planning building palaces with you, I would have told that person loudly, yeah, of course I knew. 14 years old I was when I laid eyes on you. I wanted to impress you, but I didn't have a clue. You thought that I was funny and perhaps a little cheeky, though maybe talking politics was very slightly geeky. By 16, we were solid, and we had a certain style. Luncheon vouchers saved for weeks. It always makes me smile, sitting at the Burnie Inn, a table just for two. A wonderful example of the truth of me and you. We could always make it work, like the fabled yin and yang. It wasn't all dramatic with explosions and a bang. Perhaps that's why I didn't see it clearly first time round, needing to surmise if greener pastures could be found. 8 long years I went roaming, college, women, life. But quietly, I always wanted you to be my wife. Even when your partner was that dashing man from Malta, it was always you and me that would be standing at the altar. Easter 1988, our holiday in Greece. Bucket shop for sure, but it felt like sweet release. And when we got back home, Acid House had just occurred, a movement for the soul the like of which had not been heard in the history of the music scene. It swept us both away. The music merged our souls as it taught us how to play. 1989, Ibiza, dancing hard at Coup. That was when I knew I'd always be in love with you. 1991, we married, bonding hearts forever, making that commitment that we'd always be together, starting up a family, 1994. But just one child's not enough. We ought to have one more. A gorgeous baby daughter, and then suddenly, the twins. Now we had 3 children under 2 for all our sins. I was working so damn hard, I often wasn't there. And I still marvel at the fact you channeled all your care into being such a woman, changing nappies, making dinner. A lot of wives would make their husband feel like a sinner. What time do you call this? Where have you been? You work too hard. I mind. But everything you said to me was generous and kind. And so I worked in business and you did the work at home, and never did you make me wrong for leaving you alone. I made the bricks to build our dream. You made and mixed the mortar and the home in which you raised our awesome sons and awesome daughter. And now they've all but flown the nest. We're pretty much retired. And when I look at you, I feel utterly inspired. This birthday crowns the future that we get to write together. We can choose the shape and size, we can even choose the weather. Sitting by the Buddha pool, you see the real me. Like yin and yang, you're like the shore and I am like the sea. And still we have so much to say when we go out for dinner, where other couples don't have words. Our every chat's a winner. So thank you, Lee, with all my heart, for being who you are. Mary Poppins, Mother T, a wish upon a star, a mother of compassion, a wife of precious gold. What we have is really rare, as we have both been told. Together we've constructed over 37 years a kingdom with a heart of song that's music to my ears. I'm still a raving atheist, not seen, so not believed, and yet I thank the universe for what we have achieved. Happy birthday.